Good morning and welcome to Neocani View, and we're going to take a view of the entire county's art scene by talking about Tillamook County Arts Network with one of the founders, I might say the founder, Lorraine Ortiz. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure you can't be the founder.
No, there were a lot of people around that table that day.
Well, talk about that day and when and how this organization started.
So in late 1999, an idea whose time had come appeared when a bunch of us arrived at the Tillamook County Commissioner meeting room. I think there were about 23 people sitting around that table that day. And at that time, there was a commissioner named Gina Mulford, and she was an ex-ballerina, I believe, and she was very much a promoter of the arts and supporter of the arts. And she understood that there was sort of a wave of people who were ready to have Tillamook County get on the radar of the world as a place where artists come and live because it's so beautiful here. And she understood that it's time to illuminate what goes on in the arts.
Well, why wasn't it on the radar before? Why did it take till 1999, 2000?
Communications. A lot of people came here, I think, to be quiet, and things got too quiet, and they realized that they wanted to be a little bit more visible. So as we sat around the table that day, this organization was formed, Tillamook County Arts Network. We drafted bylaws, we chose a board, we elected officers, and we were off and running.
Well, arts is such it's a wide category. There's visual arts, there's dramatic arts, musical arts, and you take it all in.
We take it all in, but first we had to find it. So what we did as a board, our first charge was to visit the three aspects of our county, and as you know, and your listeners know, Tillamook County is a long, linear county. It's 74 miles long. And really, the three aspects of the county tend to function like almost different states. There's North County, Central County, South County. They all have their own flavor, their own personalities. And they all, at that time, there was not a consistent usage of internet or email back in 2000, simply 11 years ago.
Oh, Stone Age.
Stone Age, yeah. So we went and physically visited these three aspects of the county. We put out a call, and what we got at each of these meetings were rooms full of people who were practicing art of some kind, and the consistent message we got was, we feel isolated and we want to connect. We want to know who else is out there in the county doing their work. We want to know what they do. We want to meet them. And you can help us do that. And so we took that as our charge.
And it's evolved to this day where you've got a very active website, constantly updated. And it's kind of a virtual organization as much as a physical one.
It is virtual in that we don't have an office space, but we have a very dynamic internet presence, www.tillamookcountyarts.org. And on that site, what you'll find are comprehensive listings of all the creatives, and I say that in quotes. We use that as an overarching term for anyone who's participating in the arts. So there's a directory of all those folks, and they are sorted by discipline. So say you wanted to hire a photographer to shoot an event or a wedding, you could go on the website, search through photographers. You're going to come up with the list. You'll find all the people. It links you to their websites or it links you to their email. It's easy to find them. Similarly, if you wanted to have someone build furniture for you, or if you were looking to purchase some fiber arts or a painting, it's all there. There's a wealth of information to explore. So we've got that going on the directory. We've got all the arts venues, all the event venues in the county, and those are deeply described by square footage, how much they cost, are they heated, can you serve food there, who do you contact. Also, there's a list of all the arts organizations, what their missions are, what they're looking for in board members, what their annual signature events are, and also all the businesses in the county that have an arts flavor to them. That's just one aspect of the site.
Now, if I'm a fiber artist and I've come to this area, do I seek you out or do you continually do that polling over again so that you find me?
The good news is we've got in our in our website list, we've got about 383 participating creatives. And what we find is when folks come and move here, somehow they find their way to one of those 383 people, and those people are our best ambassadors, and they'll steer them to the site, and all those people do is they email us and say, here I am, here's my information, or we meet them at events. Our board members are constantly on the lookout for new people moving here and inviting them to come and get on the website. Our hope is that this is as comprehensive a list as you will find anywhere in this county for all things arts and culture.
And it's really kind of a model for how the rest of the state has chosen to operate and catalog the whole state's operation, arts operation.
I won't take that much credit for our organization, but I will say that back in 2004, when the Oregon Cultural Trust was just getting going, in order for the counties to participate in that program, they had to do what's called a cultural inventory. And we, in our work with TCAN, that's essentially what we were doing for the first 2 years of our operation, was doing a cultural inventory in our own county. So we had done that work. We had a model of how to do it. We had the forms. We had the meetings set up, how the meetings we did, how we did our outreach. And the Cultural Trust actually used our process as a model as they asked all the counties in the state to do this work.
When you were doing the inventory, did your organization say, I didn't know that, as in there are so many of this and not very many of that? Any surprises?
Let's see. I think the surprises were the wealth of people who have been living here for a long time, practicing their art quietly, and when those people got connected with us, to find that these people were regionally known, nationally known. We've got some famous artists that live around here, and that helped to frame the cultural esteem. I think what happened in Tillamook County is because there was no identification of who was participating, people thought nothing was going on here. And if you are part of a community where nothing's going on and you are a practicing artist, it's hard to get juice for your own work. It's hard to see how you fit into that picture. Once we started defining the picture and creating the mosaic of what's here, it started shining like a faceted diamond. And we were amazed to find that there were a lot of people performing and participating in all of the arts disciplines, whether it's writing, literary, music, visual, you name it, they're here.
Our guest this morning on the Neocony View is Lorraine Ortiz with Tillamook County Arts Network, one of the founders and a board member. I imagine, too, there's a synergy there. It's not that if you're a visual artist, you may not be concerned with literary arts, that once you get a community together, all sorts of amazing surprises happen. You know?
They do. And what has occurred for us as a board, we strategically find board members that represent the three aspects of the county and the various disciplines. So we have board members who are musically focused, visual arts focused, writing focused, teaching focused, theater focused. The synergy is that we are helping to move the conversation forward on all of those cultural levels. And it's just become this very vibrant and very strong strategic partnership. And I think for Tillamook County, I would venture to say that we probably have, well, we have a very, very strong network of people who are helping to support each other and to turn up the volume on the arts here. Because everybody loves living here, and as we all know, living around here can be a bit challenging due to a variety of factors, length of time to get anywhere, the weather, road closures, what have you. But we all love living here, and we're dedicated and committed to this place. And we all want to have as healthy a community as possible, and we all know that the arts are an integral part in a healthy community.
Well, give us an example. I mean, I can think of a couple off the top of my head in the North County area, but where artists get together, and it might be group shows or workshops. What are some of the opportunities?
The opportunity, an opportunity that comes to mind right away is I have a friend of mine who is a professional actor who lives here in the county, and she had done a piece at one of the local venues, and she was sorry that she couldn't perform a certain aspect of the piece. And she said, I'd really like to do that in a small setting. It was really easy for me to go online and search out who some of the other actors were, and within a matter of hours, I had a group of six people who were willing to come to someone's home and perform this piece with my friend for a small group. I would have never known who those people were, and probably wouldn't have known them personally for them to say, sure, I'll come and do that. They wouldn't have known who I was. So there's something about this relationship building that just lends itself to these spontaneous opportunities. So as organizations like to do, they like to be nimble so that they can avail themselves of these opportunities. We have become very nimble in this county, culturally nimble. So if someone needs a guitar player, they know who to call. And actually, they know that person. Even if they live in the North County and this event is down in the South County, we're talking 74 miles away. It's further from Manzanita to Neskowin than it is to Portland. And we know all these people in this span. So it just gives us... it's like putting something together. We have a lot of ingredients. We know the ingredients really well, and we have relationships with these people so they want to come and do these things. And people are always looking for opportunities to reach out creatively. We don't have a lot of hangout places around here, so when that one sparks up, people want to come and join in.
Well, venues are very important. They're kind of mundane maybe, but you know, you can't do much of many of the arts require a place to do it, and trying to find that place is not a foregone conclusion.
Venues are a huge challenge around here. Anyone who's tried to put on an event knows that, and we all know the good ones. We know the ones that have good acoustics. We've got, you know, of course, the Don Whitney Auditorium in Tillamook High has great seats, great acoustics. It can seat almost 1,000 people. You can park everybody there. There's a place to do your concessions. There's a great sound system. That's about it. That's the only place in this county where you can seat 1,000 people. You get smaller groups like 250. Interestingly enough, a lot of the churches up and down in our county have super good acoustics and good sound systems. And there's one in particular in Tillamook that's a very, very good. But one of these days, you're going to see come to the top of the priority pile is Tillamook County needs a performance venue. Of course, in this day and age, that's probably low on people's priority list. But I can see that at some point, that will need to occur.
How about you? You're an arts enthusiast and an arts lover, but I also happen to know that you practice what you preach. How'd you get into the aspects of the several arts that you do?
Actually, Peter, I didn't take up the cello until I was an adult. I took it up at age 40. And what I want to say to the listening audience is, it's never too late to start an instrument. However, it's a very challenging thing to do at age 40. You're basically learning a new language, and just the kinetic skills are a challenge. And an instrument like the cello, which is very demanding, I'll never be yo-yo mamas. I'll never be, you know, I love yo-yo ma. I love all the great cellists, and I will never even get, you know, near there. But it gives me great joy to play, and to be able to sit in a symphony orchestra and play the great the great symphonies is one of the joys of my life. And I had been chased. The cello has chased me since I was a small child, and I never I never held hands with it until...
It finally caught up with you.
It caught up with me at age 40, and I took it on. I'm so glad I did.
Well, that's just one example of how you can find art at any age. And I look and I see notices that, you know, if you're interested in learning pottery or fabric art, that there are all these opportunities, and it really is not age-dependent.
Oh, no. No, not around here. And there are so many skilled practitioners of these art forms who are generously sharing their knowledge. So it's accessible here. It's all accessible. If you want to learn pottery, like you say, there are open studios. If you want to do figure drawing, if you want to learn how to weave, if you want to play an instrument, if you want to learn to sing, if you want to act in a play, if that's your greatest fantasy, you can do it right here in Tillamook County.
Our guest this morning on Neocony View is Lorraine Ortiz with Tillamook County Arts Network, which takes us to how you get into to art at a younger age and what's going on in the schools, and does your organization ever have any contact with schools to assist in what I imagine are somewhat impoverished programs?
Right. Well, Tillamook County Arts Network per se... is a cheerleader, and we don't assist financially, but one of our board members, Kim Cavatorta, is the executive director of the Community Arts Project, and they run a well-known program in the county called Slug Soup. That's a summer program, but they also run the arts literacy program for elementary schools throughout our county. And then up in North County at Nehalem Elementary, there's the Art Mamas group, and they do, on a volunteer basis, very active arts programs with all the kids in Nehalem Elementary. So at almost all the elementary schools in the county, there are arts programs, active arts programs going on, which also lead to children's arts, art shows. And matter of fact, the Cannon Beach Art Gallery is going to feature the art of North Tillamook County students in April. And there's just going to be a floor-to-ceiling show of hundreds of pieces of student art up there. And that's a really neat gallery. If people hadn't been to that, it's in the south end of town, the Cannon Beach Arts Association Gallery.
And a shout-out to your website once again, because it really is a terrific resource to find out what's going on in Tillamook County.
Yeah, I hope people will go there. It's www.tillamookcountyarts.org. And we feature our logo, which is a Mondrian version of a cow. It's wonderful. I hope people get to see that. That was created by a local artist, Don Osborne, and he graciously allowed TCAN to take on that image as their own. And we use it on our posters and our business cards and things people will see around.
And it's a low-to-the-ground organization with volunteers and some fundraising, and you've got something coming up this summer. I believe it's in July.
That's right. Yeah, this organization has been very much service-based and all-volunteer. We do an annual ask from our constituents, but at this point, to participate in this network and on the website is completely free. So I hope that people will get on the site and get themselves aligned with it and on our directory if they want to participate in a deeper way in the arts around here. But the organization would like to do greater things. I mean, there's a lot of advocacy we want to do. There's a lot of marketing of what's going on here in Tillamook County to Portland Metro and regionally to frame the arts as one of the things that people can come here and experience, because there is so much going on here. And it is unique. It's unique because the people who want to live here, I find to be a very strong group of people who they don't take on the flavor of what's going on other places. There is just something that is tangibly unique about Tillamook County. And so anytime you go to a play or a concert or you go to an art show, you're going to feel that essence. There's a nuance about what we do here. And so we are going to do our first major fundraiser because of one of our board members. Marianne Ginger is the program director for Monday Musical Club. She has at her fingertips a wealth of performers who are out there wanting to come and perform in in venues around the country. And this one performer she's always wanted to come to town is Kirill Gliadkovsky. He's a Russian virtuoso concert pianist, born in Moscow, trained at the Tchaikovsky Conservatory. And Marianne has a great connection with him, and he's going to come on July 10th, Sunday, July 10th, and perform a concert. He's also bringing along his wife, Anna, and daughter, Anastasia. They're both also concert pianists. And at one point in the program, there's going to be what they call a six hands performance.
I'm trying to visualize that because I've seen piano forehand, but six hands on one keyboard, that's worth the price of admission right there.
Right, Peter, and I have some tickets here. I'll sell you a couple right now. But what we're also looking for on this concert is we're looking for sponsorship. Not only do we want people to come and enjoy this concert, but we want people to invest in our organization and take on ownership of what's going on culturally here in our county. And so if you want to support that, if you enjoy having a healthy arts community, we invite you to support this concert for a $100 donation as a sponsor. You get tickets to the event, your name in the program, and then you get invited to a picnic with Mr. Gliadkovsky and his family at a really beautiful home and great food. And I think there's a baby grand at this venue where the picnic's going to be, and I think he'll probably do a little private performance for the sponsors.
Oh, fun, yeah. Fun. Well, you know, visiting artists aside, you're talking about the character of artists who live in our area. And in a way, there's something, I don't know whether you want to call it a contradiction or a tension or maybe a useful tension, and that is that, as you say, people come here in a way to kind of get away and to be isolated, and yet many of the arts benefit from collaboration. And so getting together is both something maybe to be shunned and also encouraged at the same time.
It's a delicate balance. You're spot on. And say a performer of the caliber of Mr. Gliadkovsky, he's going to come and he's going to play for everybody who shows up. And some of the people in that audience might be local piano students, local piano teachers, people who simply enjoy really high quality virtuoso concertizing. So there's inspiration, so there's a collaboration on one level. But the other thing he's going to do when he comes here will be he's going to give a master class. So he, as an outside high-level performer, will listen to local piano students and give feedback. And these are the kind of opportunities that in an urban setting, you're going to have a lot more of that potential out here. Not so much. So it's a way that we get to live here, and these folks bring a lot to the table. They deliver it here, and then we process that and add it to who we already are and just enrich ourselves. And then we end up having friends out there all over the world of people who come here. People who come to Tillamook County, they fall in love with this place, and they want to connect. They want to stay connected. They want to make friends. They invite you to their city or their country. And I often warn people when they come to Tillamook County for the first time, it's like, watch out, because there is a lot of mold here. Only it grows into your fingernails and then you find yourself planted here.
Well, I find personally, kind of hopping back and forth between worlds, that one of the things about experiencing, let's say, art in an urban setting is, in effect, it starts becoming like tap water. It is there, and it's there all the time, and then after a while, it just becomes part of the background noise. Where if you can pull back a little bit, go to a more rural setting, you start appreciating it more. It stands out in isolation or in relief, as it were, and you notice things that you would not notice when there's so much noise of a city.
Oh, I love what you just said, and it really points to the venue where this piano concert will take place. It's a church in Tillamook. It's the Tillamook United Methodist Church. If people haven't been there before, it's on 12th Street, but it sits basically in a forested meadow. It has big, huge windows. So here you're going to be in this acoustically vibrant setting, small setting, didn't cost you a lot to get in. You could park easily. You came in. There's no stress about it. You sit down. You can listen to this music live, but you're also looking out there on a landscape that you would never, ever see in a city. It's a whole completely different experience. And so your senses, you're having a lot more senses are firing as you're sitting here listening to music. And you're right. It just brings it to life. There's a new shape to it somehow. And then when you go to other performances, not just these big names, but when you go to the performances of the people who your friends and neighbors are in these groups or they're up on stage, that's a whole nother way to experience the art form. It's you are seeing that this person that you know personally is expressing back to you creativity, art, inspiration, and it's coming from that person. It's not coming from like this somebody who's elevated somehow. It's your peer, so it becomes more accessible to you. You know, all the barriers have been brought down, and I find it to be a very intimate experience watching friends and neighbors perform their art or do their art or go to their art show or read their book. It's just as you say, it kind of sharpens the edges of your experience in a way that you cannot really get that when there's a boundary between you and the hierarchy of the performer. So yeah, there's a lot of different ways here that experiencing arts and culture shine differently.
And I think the analogy extends to the visual arts too. For example, if you go to an art show here that several artists have elected, let's say, to do some kind of a depiction or inspiration that might come from, let's say, Tillamook Bay. You've been by the bay. You know the bay. You know what it looks like to your eyes. Then all of a sudden you see two or three other artists who have been looking at the same thing, and all of a sudden you experience it in quite a different way.
Oh, that is so true. And, you know, the other thing I love is I have art on every wall. I need a bigger house because I can't buy any more art. But the art that I like to buy is art made by people I know. So I have a relationship not only of the image, like you say, is a lot of the art that I have in my home is of local scenes or some local flavor, but I also know the person who made it. So there is that 2D relationship, but then behind that there's this 3D relationship with the creator of that art. And there is no shortage of inspiration, visual inspiration around here, that's for sure.
Well, you're doing great work. The Arts Network is doing great work. And one more shout out to the website, because that's the virtual home.
That's where we live. So, we live at TillamookCountyArts.org. And if people want to become a part of this concert we're talking about in July, they can get tickets or sponsor by calling Marianne Ginger at 503-842-2078.
Well, Lorraine Ortiz, thank you so much for joining us. Tillamook County Arts Network, just one of those great contributors to our community, and it's another reason to live around here.
Peter, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, and we will see you again next month for another edition of Neocony View. This is Peter Newman. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll see you next month.